Chapter 10. 4 years later. The Bluford High School library was silent. Lizelle leaned back heavily in her chair and looked at the students all around her. Some hung their heads, as if drained from hearing her story. Others stared up at her eagerly, as if waiting for the next sentence. "I wish I could tell you that everything worked out. I wish I could say it was easy taking care of a baby," she continued, "or that Mom didn't have to pick up an extra shift at the diner to pay for all the stuff we needed. I wish I could tell you Dad helped out more and gave us money to pay for the doctor visits." Lizelle shook her head and laughed to herself. "I wish I could tell you that on that hot summer night in June when Kalina was born, I wasn't scared out of my mind, that I didn't scream in pain with the contractions, or that Oscar showed up at the hospital and held my hand the whole time, or that Kendra became my best friend. But I'm not gonna lie to you. This ain't a movie, and it sure ain't a love story." Lizelle had talked for more than an hour. She felt tired, older somehow, but also relieved. For the past 4 years, she tried not to think too much about Oscar, though he came around from time to time. She had seen Shayna a few times, but things were still tense, though they never talked about it. Maybe they would one day, but now, as she looked out at the room full of girls, she saw herself in every single one of them. "Will one of them end up like me?" Lizelle wondered, looking into their eyes. "Will one make the same mistakes I did?" She knew the answer. It was the reason Miss Spencer wanted her to speak to them. Yes, the thought made Lizelle wince. She wanted to reach out and help these girls, to show them another way, to convince them to wait and finish school before they have a baby. Lizelle leaned forward in her seat, her heart beginning to pound. "What do you want to be when you grow up?" she asked, her voice suddenly strong and clear. "You," she said, pointing to Jamie. "What do you want to be?"
"I don't know," Jamie answered nervously. "You mean, like, what kind of job do I want?"
"Yeah," Lizelle pressed. "What do you dream about? What are you good at?"
"I don't know. I like music a lot, I guess," Jamie said quietly. "A producer, maybe? Like one of those people who makes music videos?"
"That sounds like a great job," Lizelle grinned. "What about you?" she said, pointing to another girl at the back of the classroom. "What are you good at?"
"I like to cook," she said shyly.
"So maybe you want to be a chef, like at one of those fancy restaurants downtown with the guys who park your car?"
The girl smiled and looked down.
"You could even end up with your own TV show," Lizelle added with a wink. Laughter rippled through the room. "Who else?" Lizelle asked, surprised at how alive, how energetic she felt. "Come on, just shout out your dreams. What do you want to be?"
The girls shifted in their seats and glanced at each other.
"I want to be a fashion designer. Maybe have my own store one day," shouted Denisha, the round-faced girl. "Great. Who else?"
Tamara, the girl whose phone Lizelle had taken earlier, rolled her eyes. Her friend April was staring at the ground. She looked lost in thought.
"What about you?" Lizelle asked April. "What are you good at?"
Lizelle shook her head slowly. "Nothing," she said simply without looking up. "I'm not good at anything."
"That ain't true," Tamara laughed. "You're real good at failing all your tests. Yo, can she get a job doing that?"
"You should be a lawyer, Tamara," Lizelle replied, raising her eyebrow.
"You sure are good at interrupting people. I bet you could argue all day long."
The class erupted into laughter. Even Tamara smiled, though she quickly tried to hide it. "A lawyer?" Lizelle heard her say under her breath.
"Yo, Miss Mason," called out a girl from the back of the room. "What does this have to do with anything? I mean, so Jamie wants to make music videos, so what?"
Lizelle smiled. "The point is, none of you said I want to be a teenage mom." The group grew silent, eyes widened. Miss Spencer nodded.
"Let me tell you how it is for me now," Lizelle continued, her voice serious.
I wake up at 6 a.m. and shower, then eat a quick bowl of cereal. Kalina wakes up at 6:30. I change her, feed her, and take her to daycare. Then I go to work at the diner. On my feet all day long. If I'm lucky, I get off work by 6:30 p.m., just in time to put Kalina to bed. Then I go to school for night class. I miss things, Lizelle admitted, her voice softening as if she was telling the class a secret. Staying up late, sleeping in, doing nothing. Sometimes at night, I wish I could sneak out for a few hours just to get a break, be by myself for a little while. On nights like those, I think about my cousin Shayna. She was right. I had no idea what it was like to have a kid. But now I do, and though I get how she feels, I still stay home. Kalina needs me. It's not her fault if I have regrets. What about Oscar? Asked Denisha. Did you ever hear from him again? Not for a long time, Lizelle replied. But then last year he called me. At first I'd only let him meet us in a park or somewhere public. I didn't trust him. I still don't. Not completely. But now he comes by once in a while. I can tell he's still nervous around Kalina. He's not sure what to do with her. But at least he's trying. That's something, I guess. But no matter what he does, I'm the one raising a 4-year-old daughter every day. I'm the one fighting to stay awake in my classes each night. I'm the one struggling to pay for my textbooks each semester. Because of the choices I made, I'm the one who has to work a lot harder to reach my goals now. Having a baby, Lizelle's voice trailed off for a moment. It's hard. I love Kalina. I love her more than anything. But it would have been nice to stay young, just for a little bit longer. You hear me? The room was silent. Lizelle could feel the eyes focused on her. You girls, she said, her voice rising. You can be anything. Producer, designer, chef. You're all so smart, but you need to be relentless, too. Be relentless about your dreams. Be relentless about the kind of life you want to have. And don't let anything stand in your way. Not boys, not sex, nothing. Dang, Tamara murmured. That's real, yo. Lizelle sighed and looked at Ms. Spencer. I don't know what else to say, she admitted. Miss Spencer smiled, her eyes shining with pride. What do you want to be, Lizelle? You said you were taking classes. What do you plan on studying? Me? She replied, suddenly feeling a bit shy. I'm not sure yet. I'm just taking basic courses right now. You should be a teacher, Denisha blurted with a wide grin. Several girls nodded in agreement. Yeah, she heard someone whisper. That girl speaks the truth. Nah, said Jamie. She should be one of those people who talks to kids about their problems. Like a teacher, but, you know, more personal. A counselor, Miss Spencer nodded. Absolutely. Lizelle blushed, amazed at how good, how proud she suddenly felt. When she had first returned to Blueford High School, she wondered if she had made a mistake. But now she felt her struggles might have a purpose, that maybe these girls were it. Counselor, Lizelle thought after the discussion ended and the group of girls stood and clapped for her. That's not a bad idea. Miss Spencer dismissed everyone, and Lizelle rushed to the girls' bathroom and changed into her Jackson's Diner uniform. Counselor, she thought again, inspecting herself in the mirror one last time. Counselor. Just then, the heavy metal door of the bathroom squealed open. Miss Mason, said a soft voice. April stood in the doorway, her face a mixture of fear and sadness. Her eyes glistened with tears. April, are you okay? She hung her head, her hair falling around her face like a shroud. She sniffed and wiped her nose. I'm in trouble, she whispered. I don't know what to do. Okay, said Lizelle, gathering the girl into her arms. I'm right here. Talk to me.
This has been a Townsend Press production. From the Blueford series of books, The Test, written by Peggy Kern, read by Shayna Walker. This book was produced by Audiobright. and features the music of Kenyon Whittington. For more information, visit our website at townsendpress.com.